This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Well, hello, America. It's the top of the hour. How you doing? Good to have you along with us as we start another day together, coming to you fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Always great to have you along for the ride. For more information on the show, I will remind you, go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information there to connect with any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have, or Shortwave, or Red Alert Radio, Red State Alert Radio. Hey, we're just here having fun. Bringing you the news that matters in your life, gets some of the distraction, gets to the heart of the message so we can know what we're talking about and dealing with the truth as we maintain that pursuing the truth is what it's all about, no matter where it leads, because when it comes to making a choice or decisions, I think you'd want to make them on the facts, right, instead of on, opinion. But this is what happens in this current environment that we're in, is the opinion rules a lot because it seems like the facts are very slow in coming out. But, of course, we're a very impatient society. As you've heard me say often, you know, we're that microwave generation that stands in front of the microwave and complains it's not going fast enough. So you imagine anything that has to do with due process, anything that has to do certainly with politics, for those of us that follow it. But I understand, I have some friends who just go, you know, Bill, I'm just worried about it. And I said, well, you know, we don't have to talk about it, but it's kind of interesting, and they will agree not to talk about it, about politics particularly, and particularly Trump. But then, you know, a couple of minutes later, they just can't help themselves. You know, you have to talk about it. And so I think it's quite interesting, as weary as most Americans seem to be about the political process and the environment. They understand that politics is affecting their life, that, you know, they want to get back to work, and they're excited about the potential future here of having, what a Donald Trump administration, having a businessman in the White House, what that means. You know, this has been the first time in modern era, I believe, that we've had a true businessman in the Oval Office who is looking at, you know, the incompetence and, as some would say, the ineptitude of this government that we're paying a ton of money for, that we find ourselves, because we've been told and convinced that, well, we need to spend all this money. Well, of course, they kind of spent it for us, and we find ourselves $20 trillion in debt, and what do we have to show for it? We just came off of 8 years of progressive control and, you know, through executive order, and what do we have? Man, I think we're further away from the constitutional values. As we talked with one guest, Bruce Thatcher said that, you know, that's one of the key elements of when a nation unwinds and starts going down the road of its own demise, is when it abandons its core values. And so many young kids today, especially, I mean, we blame it on the young kids, but, and I hope the young kids that are listening, you know, don't feel like we're being unfair about them. I mean, many adults are looking to them saying, you are our future, and you are going to be the ones that save this republic and this great American experiment. Sadly, you just don't know enough about it. You haven't been, you know, trained up to appreciate what our founding fathers handed to us in this democratic republic. But I would say it behooves you to find out that, this campus life and campus theoretical ideas that have been bantered about, it's like, whoa, you know, it's not really, when you get down to it, the people that you've been told to, you know, look up to and that sort of thing, you know, because America doesn't deserve its exceptionalism. Not saying by no means that America has been perfect. But when you consider comparatively America and other forms of government Well, I'll tell you, I'd much rather be in this land than in their land, if you understand where I'm coming from. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more. Stay right where you are.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson tonight. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is scheduled to testify tomorrow before the Senate Intelligence Committee. The subject, needless to say, is Russia. That's pretty much the only thing Washington can talk about or respond to at the moment. Sessions may strike you as an unlikely Putin conspirator, having spent virtually all of his 70 years living in or representing Alabama. That's an awfully long way from Moscow in every sense. Doesn't matter. Everyone affiliated with the administration is a potential suspect these days. Sessions says that as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, he talked on two separate occasions with the Russian ambassador to the United States. And that's it. That's the total known extent of his contact with the Russian government. But it's enough. According to top Democrats, Sessions must resign immediately.
On March 2nd, I said, Attorney General Sessions should not be in that job and he should resign. So that's, what, 3 months ago, more than 3 months ago. So that's my position on him.
I don't even know why he is still Attorney General. He lied before Congress in order to get confirmed. That's a perjury charge. He also lied on his security clearance forms about his Russian meetings. Those are false official statements. He should have resigned months ago.
For the good of the country, Attorney General Sessions should resign.
We've been covering the Russia story most nights on the show for the past 7 months, and over that time we've noticed a theme. Almost all the claims you hear about Russia are general rather than specific. Russia hacked our election. We hear that line almost every day. Okay, we're open-minded. How exactly did Russia hack our election? Well, comes the answer, they just did. All 17 intelligence agencies say they did. Russia undermined our democracy. Okay, but can you be more specific? It's a pretty serious charge, and it might be nice to have some details. They can't provide those details, or they won't. And if you keep pressing for details, they'll attack you personally, as we found out when Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House Intel Committee, accused me of, quote, carrying water for Putin when I asked him to back up his claims. Character assassination is always easier than making a sensible argument, which brings us back to Jeff Sessions and Russia. Those two meetings with the Russian ambassador, Sergei Kislyak, those have changed the course of recent history. No exaggeration. Sessions was forced to recuse himself from a major Justice Department investigation into Russia and then fend off insinuations that he somehow committed treason because of those meetings. So what were the meetings about? What were they like? Well, since nobody accusing Sessions of wrongdoing seems to know or care, we decided to find out ourselves. So over the weekend, we tracked down an eyewitness to one of those meetings. It took place at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland the first week of July last summer. It was an event called Global Partners in Democracy. It turned out to be a not very scintillating gathering that's staged every 4 years and has been for decades on behalf of scores of foreign diplomats who want to see how American politics works. So Sessions gave a speech, and as he left the stage, about 15 ambassadors walked up to say hi to him. Kislyak was among them. That was the total extent of the meeting right there. Sessions and Kislyak never broke away from the group to talk privately. They never exchanged cash or microfilm or secret messages. We know this from the person we talked to, who was just a few feet away when it happened. but also because that room was filled with more than 100 other witnesses. That includes agents from American Diplomatic Security in Washington and a number of Obama political appointees from the State Department. They're all standing around as this secret meeting took place. It was a total nothing burger, quote, says the person who saw it, who, by the way, has never worked for Sessions, doesn't even really know him. Quote, I was shocked by how it has been distorted. Well, if you're shocked, you haven't been paying attention. This kind of thing is happening all over Washington right now. Guilt by association, attack by innuendo, classic witch hunt stuff. You ought to be worried about it, too, because if Jeff Sessions can be denounced as a Russian spy, anyone can be.
Well, you know, to his point, this is Tucker Carlson last night, you know, commentating on Jeff Sessions. You know, what do you think about this? I mean, is this this has gotten really crazy, isn't it? I mean, you have a chance meeting. I mean, you're at a meeting where you've got Democrats there as well. Everybody's there. And somehow he had a meeting because he said hi. I mean, the whole implication and the innuendo and the thing that concerns me most. I mean, it's one thing if you have pundits, broadcasters, you know, that sort of commentators, you know, putting language out like that and suggesting, you know, maybe there should be something there to look into. But when you have people, you have senators and congressmen and women, with their vitriol, just spewing this stuff out, saying that somebody, you know, should be fired, you know, for the job. I mean, Senator Warren, a leading Democrat in the Senate, calls for AG Jeff Sessions to be fired just hours before his Senate testimony. This is a Twitter feed from Seth Abramson. CBS News at CBS News says CBS News will have special coverage of Jeff Sessions' testimony. But the thing is we have got to watch. I mean, we have got to hold particularly our elected officials to account here and not allow, you know, this kind of vitriol. I mean, this has really gone on steroids. And I think it's quite ironic that on many occasions over the last 8 years under the Barack Obama administration, you know, Republicans wanted to, you know, let it go and just throw stuff out there. And, thank God they refrained themselves. But, you know, the Democrats, there's no there. There's no substantiation. Like, you know, it's been said, I guess that's the new term in the Beltway is, you know, something's a nothing burger, because there's no beef. You know, we said, where's Miss Clary? You remember where's the beef? You know, there's no beef here. And, the beef is really in the emotions of these Democrats. They're coming unhinged. I mean, you know, and the thing is, what they need to be careful about, their rhetoric is, when stuff goes out like this, it goes full circle, and it's going to come back into their camp and hit them in an unexpected but even worse way, because that's what happens when you put vitriol out like this, is that it's not so much in the early stages of it, is that it's as it circulates, and it just keeps building momentum and kind of mushrooms. And generally, it comes back on the perpetrator, especially when it's not true. Because lies have a way of doing that. They have a way of coming back and boomeranging on the very people that start and instigate these lies. So I would say a word of caution to these unhinged Democrats that want to fire everybody. I mean, they talk about Trump, you know, oh, well, you know, the apprentice, he's fired, you know, and well, listen, I mean, they want to fire, like Tucker Carlson, you know, if you breathe anything conservative, they're going to come after you. They're all weaponized and they feel like they're fully entitled, you know, to ruin people's days. And, you know, here you got Jeff Sessions, who has served this country in many capacities. And even last night I was hearing this one young gal just spouting off all of this stuff and unsubstantiated claims about Jeff Sessions, and even the one congressman saying that he lied. Where did he lie? I mean, where are you getting that there was deception there? There was no lie. I mean, if I remember correctly, Jeff Sessions, for every attack, he had people who had known him for a long time. Not somebody just knew him for a little while and or just decided for the interest of politics, like with Cory Booker, that they would cross over and attack Jeff Sessions, one who has who has committed his life to the service of this country. I got to tell you, I'm very disappointed, and I think you are too, because when you think about all the money that we're paying them, we need them to get to work on the right things, not this kind of stuff. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Glad you could join us. We've got more coming up. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Here now is more Mark Thiessen, an American Enterprise Institute scholar and also a Fox News contributor, and Juan Williams, co-host of The Five and a Fox News political analyst. We have some other news we want to get to, but let me get your reaction to that story first, gentlemen. Juan, what do you make of it?
Well, I mean, to me, it's like comparing a pimple to cancer. I mean, yes, people want to know
when it's not so bad, when it's very bad.
Yeah. So already Clinton has not only been investigated but cleared. So this is like water over the dam. It's done. But I think that there are lots of people on the Trump side who want to focus on Lynch, Clinton, and especially the character of Jim Comey, asking why didn't he take notes? Was he bullied? Was he essentially being used as a puppet by the Democrats in the course of the campaign? But that's nothing comparable to what's going on in terms of the investigation of the president and the president's campaign for its ties to Russia.
Mark, what's your take on it?
That's not true, one. What you just said is not true. There is no investigation of the President of the United States. Comey testified to that fact. And that is the difference between these two cases, Juan, is that Donald Trump is not, has not, and never was under investigation for criminal activity by the FBI. Hillary Clinton was under criminal investigation. And Loretta Lynch aided and abetted her ability to lie about it. She repeatedly said, it is not a criminal investigation, it is a security review. She said it over and over and over again. And her campaign, they cited the Justice Department as saying it in 2015. They had a campaign fact sheet from Hillary Clinton. Question: is the Department of Justice conducting a criminal inquiry into Clinton's email use? Answer: no, as the Department of Justice has made clear, this was not a criminal in nature, as misreported by some in the press. It was a criminal in nature. That is a lie.
No,
and they
Mark,
cited Loretta
Mark,
Lynch and the
say,
Justice Department to make
one,
that
and then
lie.
I do want to get your thoughts on this other news.
Okay, so Mark, remember, what you heard from Jim Comey was that while Jim Comey was the FBI director, there was no direct investigation of President Trump personally. The campaign was under investigation, and given what he said about potentially being told to back off of the investigation, he is now potentially under investigation
Juan,
by Robert Mueller.
You can't say that. It's not true what you're saying.
No, what he's talking about the fact that now they're potentially looking at obstruction of justice. There was not an investigation into President Trump with regard to
the Flynn matter, which has nothing to do with Russia.
You know, this is what we've been talking about all along here. Juan Williams is like the canary in the coal mine. You know, if you want to get an idea of what the Democrats are thinking, because you can still kind of, you know, appreciate, although he frustrates me sometimes immediately, you know, admittedly, even like in this conversation with Mark Thiessen, because he says things that just flat are not true. And this is what happens. And Republicans, conservatives find themselves in the same situation at times. They just are so ideologically fixed. And I think it's interesting, too, when it comes to debate, I find that liberals somehow have a broader ground to drop in innuendo and suggestion as opposed to conservatives. Conservatives, boy, you better have your I's dotted and T's crossed if you're going to debate an issue. And it's good on one hand because this is what makes it tough for progressives when they find themselves or liberals find themselves in a discussion with conservatives, you know, because here it is, you know, what you just heard with Mark Thiessen. And with Juan Williams is that Juan's just throwing stuff out there and Mark's coming back and he's got the facts, Jack. This is what's happening. So let's move it out of the realm of the theoretical and opinion. Let's bring in the facts. Oh, yeah, that's quite refreshing. And we can actually accomplish something with this conversation as opposed to just, you know, battling our gums here and getting ourselves all excited and everybody else who happens to listen. And this is the challenge that we have because of the divisiveness and the divide that we have in the country. It's them against us. You know, it's no longer the United States, which scares me. Because, you know, we're losing a lot of ground. This is very expensive. We're already $20 trillion in debt. And we're just doing this to ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is all self-inflicted. Because, you know, people want to hate Donald Trump. Because, you know, the multi-billionaire decides to come in and, you know, be on the side of the people and do something about this country. I mean, who do you think? I mean, who do you think would be the person to do the job and to handle the problems that America has right now? I mean, most of the people decided that it was Donald Trump to do this. And I will say, you know, okay, let me say this. I understand, you know, you say most of the people. Well, remember, you know, Hillary got 3,000, you know, 3 million more votes, you know, so it wasn't a popular vote. Yeah, but, you know, the way things work out and the way the rules of play go, it's the Electoral College. And this is one thing that I questioned early on with the Trump campaign. Were they paying attention to the Electoral College? Well, as it proved out, they were. And this is why they won, because they were paying attention to it. And Hillary was not, which is surprising, because here she is. I mean, you know, tried, true, very well experienced. I mean, you talk about the errors that were made and the foibles. I mean, this is unbelievable. And you read that book, Shattered. I feel for Hillary Clinton. I still do. I tell you, only just because, you know, here's a fellow human being that had ambitions and a desire and felt like, okay, here she is. It's going to, the job is hers. Well, the people decided, no, the job's not yours. You didn't have a message. And it ended up being that, your campaign was, in the Beltway terms, a nothing burger. And so you lost, and everybody's shocked because here's somebody who hasn't even been in government service. He comes out of nowhere, you know, from a reality show, and yes, a multi-billionaire building big buildings in Manhattan and creating jobs around the world, and he ends up being the president of the United States. Shock of shocks. But let me tell you, this is exactly what the doctor ordered. You know, America needed the shock. You know, we need defibrillation of our very heart and souls. And I believe Donald Trump's the one to make this happen. Just my opinion. This is opinion, okay? But you look at what's happening, whether it's the stock market. I talk to a lot of business people. I talk to people who are talking about starting new businesses, becoming entrepreneurs, how excited they are. The small businesses that we've had, the banks, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, who have been on the show, other banks that have been on the show talking about, you know, small business activity and the excitement that is there because of Donald Trump. Well, America, you know, this is up to us. I mean, this is our country. It's a government of, for, and by, we the people. You hear me say over and over again, it's not a government of the elites. We've let it be that way, and that's the pushback. And that's what we have to get on the other side of. We're going to have to process this through and understand, just like Donald Trump needs to, appreciate and realize, and I think he's starting to settle in more and more into the fact that he's president of the United States. He doesn't need to renegotiate it. He is president of the United States. He needs to move forward, because if he wants to pick every fight at every turn, he's wasting time, and what he would hope to affect on behalf of we the people isn't going to happen. Because not only is it going to be of his own doing that it doesn't happen, as you can tell already, you've got Democrats and liberals on the other side. They're not about to pick up anything. They're not about to pick up a broom to clean up the messes on aisles 3, 4, and 5 that they have created. You know, they want the Republicans to deal with the big mess. And then, yet, oh, by the way, as Republicans try to clean it up, they're back with another big shovel. Dropping more stuff in the aisles. You know, where are they? But look, if you do not respond and you're not making a call to your local senator and congressman or woman to say, look, get your act together. I'm paying you a lot of money. I'm sitting here hustling for a job. I'm hustling for health care, wondering and waiting for what you guys decide to do. And meanwhile, hey, you're still getting a paycheck. You still got your health care. You're fine. But the forgotten man and woman in America, you know, doesn't have to be forgotten any longer. But the forgotten man and woman needs to make it known, and they need to take a stand. Yes, they did in November, but the fight has just begun. It is far from being over. And it is a fight worth fighting, because what are we fighting for? Yes, a little bit for ourselves, but more importantly, I think about, you know, I'm here in the desert in California. I'm here with my grandkids. And I think about my grandkids. You know, what are they going to have? What kind of America will they be able to enjoy or not enjoy because this generation failed them? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. We've got Dr. Ann Pierce coming up next, 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon has announced that customers participating in select government assistance programs can now get the benefits of Prime for $5.99 per month. Prime members will receive unlimited, fast, free shipping on more than 50 million items, Prime Video, Prime Music, Prime Reading, Prime Photos, and more for $5.99 per month, with the ability to cancel any time. Julie Law with Amazon Prime.
We know when people try Prime, they love it. We designed this membership option for customers receiving government assistance to help them access the best of Amazon. To get started, customers will need a valid electronic benefits transfer card, or EBT, and we'll have more ways to qualify in the future. Customers who join Prime save money and time through our low prices, unlimited premium video and music, as well as our convenient delivery.
For more information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit amazon.com/qualify.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Hey, we're back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Well, they are celebrating in the Bay Area. 4-1, it was Golden State able to win the NBA championship. You've got Kevin Durant, MVP. What a game. And you kept thinking Cleveland was going to do everything. They were fighting for their life. The fact that they won the previous game there in Cleveland and the way in which they did, you thought, okay, are we going to have another down by three comeback, you know, from the Cleveland Cavaliers? But Kevin Durant proved more than what LeBron and the Cavaliers could handle. So it is Golden State, the NBA champions for this year. Well, the Secret Service reportedly is saying that they have no tapes of President Trump's conversation with former FBI Director James Comey. We're going to talk more about that. You know, Trump is the one that kind of put it out there. And I think some of this stuff Trump does is for amusement, and I think dangerous amusement, because it creates more problems and makes things more complicated by suggesting their tapes. And he goes, well, I'm going to tell you about it when I get kind of good and ready, whether they're tapes or not. But even he gave everybody indications that you're going to be disappointed. But everybody's scrambling, you know, trying to get tapes. We got FOIA requests going out there. Wall Street's going after it. But Secret Service saying, you know, there's no there. It's just all a diversion. But that's the way it goes. Dr. Ann Pierce is with us right now. Always good to have her with us. Contributor to the Washington Times, Ricochet.com, Real Clear Politics, and the Washington Examiner. She's author of A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. Ann Pierce, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'll tell you, the holiday of Ramadan, so much for the religion of peace. You know, Ramadan death toll shows the ISIS footprint is wide. Would you say also, Dr. Pierce, that it may also show that ISIS is getting more and more desperate here? Maybe some of the military tactics that we're employing on ISIS has them moving in sort of a desperate way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no question. We've had attacks from ISIS in Egypt, England, Iran, these land grabs in the Philippines and in Egypt. And it's obvious that they are trying to divert attention from their losses in Syria and more so in Iraq. But they're also trying to regroup. And that's why we can't just write it off as, well, this is diversionary tactics because they're under pressure. They're also regrouping, and they've also instructed these so-called, I don't like the term, but for lack of a better term, they've also instructed lone wolf followers all over the world, including in the United States, to really step it up during Ramadan. And Ramadan is traditionally a time of more war. I mean, it comes from Islamic history. Prophet Muhammad waged the first jihad during Ramadan in 624. And you do see ISIS under tremendous pressure. Another indication of that is that their centralized command, which usually puts out this very skillful propaganda, which really shocked people in the West where we thought we were better at this kind of thing. But you're not seeing that kind of propaganda come out of ISIS, and you are seeing their territory really under pressure. Mm-hmm. So the idea that we are targeting their sanctuaries, that is indication of success of our tactics, but we have a long way to go here.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, quite interesting contrast here between the holidays, you know, Christian holidays and the holiday of Ramadan, which has become a holy month of carnage. And by comparison, you have Christian holidays that, you know, promote peace and love and unity. You know, a huge contrast between these two cultures.
Especially ISIS in particular, and how heartbreaking can it get? And it's not picked up by the press as much as it should be, just how cruel this group is. But we recently learned that 19 Yazidi girls were burned alive in cages after refusing to be sex slaves. And then we're learning more and more about how ISIS treats children. It's just beyond belief. I mean, the Manchester attack was obviously an indication that they target children in order to cause civilians the worst possible pain. What could be worse than to have your children targeted? But we also are learning more and more about how ISIS uses children as killers. So they literally abduct children in places like Mosul, force these very young children to sit through their so-called seminars on how to kill, how to hate, how to target. So you have children as victims, but you also have children as killers.
Exactly.
And it's just so horrible because these children, if they are finally free, we now have psychologists saying they're of course never going to be the same again. That they have no family, they have no home, and at this key time of their childhood, they were forced to learn how to kill and hate. It's just beyond tragic.
Well, Dr. Pierce, you bring up something rather critical here, and that is the psychology of the Middle East and how underestimated it is that we're dealing with generational issues. And to your point, this isn't something you're going to eradicate in a couple of years and everybody's going to come together and start singing Kumbaya. I mean, we're talking a generational impact with these kids affected. Like you say, it's like, you know, what are you going to do now? What is the future? What is the trajectory, the hope of this young child that's been so indoctrinated into killing and, having the taste of blood in their psychology? You know, how do they become normalized?
Yeah, and this idea of this trajectory is one of the many things that keeps me up at night because I wrote A Perilous Path about Obama, Clinton, and then also Kerry foreign policy, because I was so upset about where this policy was going and about all the moral and strategic deficits thereof. And one of the things that is most upsetting is that in 2008, by any objective standard, the world, including the Middle East, was on a trajectory toward more democracy, more freedom. Freedom movements, movements for civil liberties, basic human rights were on the rise all throughout the world, and especially in the Middle East. Mm. And Obama, Clinton, and Kerry, rather than take advantage of that movement, what did they do? They reached out to the world's worst dictators. They reached out to the very people that had alienated the civilians and caused them to rise up in the first place. So they enabled Assad by way of going around, along with one Russian plan after another. As we all know now, they more than enabled Iran. I mean, we keep getting more and more information about just the extent to which they were willing to go for the Iran deal. And even blocking, Obama blocked terror investigations into Iran's funding of terror, even agreed to a secret side deal allowing Iran to install advanced centrifuges along with all the other side deals. So here you are, you're propping up Iran, which is hated throughout most of the Middle East. You're, you know, by way of going along with Russian plans and doing nothing in Syria, you're helping Assad stay in power, the most hated individual in the Middle East. And so when we talk about ISIS, it's really, really important also to talk about Iran's terror sponsorship all over the place. And we should not be complacent and think that this is only in the Middle East.
Exactly.
Iran is actually actively now stirring up trouble in Venezuela with Maduro. There are these alignments they're trying to form between their kind of revolution and socialist revolution there. And the feds recently arrested two agents in the United States who were working for Iran-backed malicious. So, you know, it's a very complex world, and it's a world that's exploding all over. And I do not think it had to be this bad. If we could have remembered our strategic and moral priorities, but here we are, and now we have to deal with it.
Well, Dr. Ann Pierce is with us. We're talking more on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. She is the author of the book, A Perilous Path, A Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. More from Dr. Pierce after this.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most. Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's going to happen. It's going to be up to me and you. We've got to stay focused on the job at hand, ladies and gentlemen. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dr. Ann Pierce is with us. She joins us as we talk about Ramadan and, you know, the supposedly this holy month, the religion of peace and their favorite holiday. Is it become a holy month of carnage? And is it because of, you know, the pressure that has been placed on ISIS and in terms of the military campaigns that we have been executing there? Are we hitting the right spots and they're desperate and doing everything they can to metastasize into another area, wreaking more havoc? Dr. Pierce had mentioned earlier about the persecutions, and I don't know about you, but it just broke my heart to hear about these 19 young girls because they would not go along and be sex slaves. They're burned in cages. Like, these are our daughters, okay? I mean, these are our very own children. I feel this, and I feel the outrage. And as I was sharing with Dr. Pierce, I'm going, when is enough enough, Dr. Pierce? You know, and as you stated, all these persecutions and these incredible, you know, crimes that are occurring supposedly on the battlefield here are just unconscionable. And they're going underreported. It's like America's newspapers and publications would be, they're more fixated on Trump and chasing windmills than they are reporting these atrocities that are occurring in the Middle East and around the world.
Yeah, that's so right. And I keep saying this. I really think journalism is in the anti-Trump shallows. Mm-hmm. I mean, the focus on Trump the person is allowing us to absolutely ignore big news around the world, and to ignore the most important moral questions of our time, and nuance and reason and the big picture and global reporting, even recent history, are all being lost because so much of the news is being selected or oppressed according to whether it hurts or helps Trump. Mm-hmm. And the whole complicated story of ISIS, the whole horrible story of ISIS, is, if anything, downplayed. And even I found myself downplaying it because on the one hand you can say, well, ISIS is attacking around the world because it's trying to divert attention from its losses in Mosul and everywhere, and it's regrouping. But ISIS is attacking around the world, make no mistake, because it is this bloodthirsty, horrific We don't have words to describe the cruelty of this group. And talked about these Yazidi girls being burned alive in cages. We remember men being blindfolded and shot and thrown off of buildings. We have stories of women escaping ISIS in Iraq who were not only forced to wear full cover, but who would have multiple slashings or lashings, whatever you call them, if their eyes showed.
Yes, exactly.
You just would pull up that little cover on your eyes to try to see where you were going, and next thing you knew, you'd be tied to a tree and receiving lashes. So this is all just really beyond belief, and I do agree with you that it's being downplayed, and it's also really worries me that the bigger picture, the fact that we also have Iran sponsoring the Iranian guards. Iran is the biggest world sponsor of terror. Iran is, of course, the Shiite, whereas ISIS is Sunni. In Iraq, we have this terrible situation where Iranian guards and Shiite militias are more and more closely aligned with the Iraqi government, and Michael Prejean just came out with an article, and the title of it was "Iran is building a force in Iraq that Baghdad can't control." So some of these poor civilians, they escape from ISIS only to end up in the hands of these cruel Iranian militias who, their stories are heartbreaking too. But and the complications just continue on. And I'll just add one more thing about how complicated ISIS is, and the fact that the press is ignoring the whole thing is allowing us to really bury our heads in the sand. So in Syria, you had Iran and, of course, the Assad regime itself and Russia all pretending they were fighting ISIS, when what they were really doing was targeting civilians and non-ISIS rebels. Well, now that they've killed most of the people who really posed a threat to them off, now they are fighting ISIS, and so are we. So we have tensions growing in southeastern Syria in an area that's crucial to Assad's Iranian allies, and Iran is actually hoping to open an overland supply route from Iran to Iraq and Syria and Lebanon, and there you have U.S. forces also fighting ISIS. So we should feel good that we are putting ISIS under such pressure. We should really feel good about that. But we also have to get policy right. We just have to get policy right. And it's scary that we are not paying enough attention to the nuances of policy in the American press or anywhere else because we're so focused on Trump.
Yeah, exactly. And, and to your point here, is this policy has got to come out from the people there. There's got to be, rise of courage and leadership that can lead these people out of it, because it's absolute chaos, and the chaos will continue unless they get behind somebody and an ideal and a vision for their country. I mean, they've all been wiped out. I mean, look at the Christian numbers that were a big part of those communities. It's a big part, at least double digit. I mean, they're all but extinct anymore. And it's just absolute chaos there. And, ISIS, meanwhile, does what they do, and that is they're going to go in and chew up. They're like locusts. Go out there and chew the land and take everything they can and destroy everything that's in their path. And this is why, they've had to go into other countries, is because they've already destroyed their own homeland, right?
Yeah, and I'm glad that you're bringing up the plight of Christians, because when I look at what Christian groups that actually study what's going on in the Middle East are saying, they're saying this is genocide.
Mm-hmm.
This is genocide. Christians are under unremitting assault. The numbers are drastically going down all over the Middle East. There's an exodus. The exodus started a long time ago in Egypt, and a lot of people don't know. There's often been a sort of marriage of convenience between the Egyptian military and the Muslim Brotherhood, and it's always worked to hurt Christians there. But all over the Middle East, especially because of ISIS, but also because of the pressure of Iranian militias and various other forces. Christians are under the worst pressure I can imagine, maybe, since the Armenian genocide. And again, the press, wouldn't you say they're pretty much totally ignoring that? I mean,
There's no question. I mean, it's the order of the day. I mean, Christians are cannon fodder. And I think of the history. I think of, President Obama wanted to talk about the contribution of Muslims to the world. And you stop and consider the contribution of Christians to the Middle East. It's astounding. I mean, and you even, consider what's going on in Israel there. The contention, the boundary lines, the way they're set up there. But even, the Arabs and Palestinians have no problem in Israeli controlled areas, and because they can experience peace, whereas in their own areas, they don't like it so much because there's not a lot of peace going around there.
Yeah. And you have Netanyahu, obviously, so relieved that Trump is departing from Obama's policy, because what Obama and Clinton did was to not only, there was Obama's tour of the Middle East, where he continuously pointed to our own faults, our own history that he considered so problematic in the Middle East, and then his outreach to Iran, and the way that hurt Israel and hurt Christians. It had policy implications. So Netanyahu is obviously relieved that this policy is changing, and he even expressed it explicitly when Trump was over there. He said, "I want you to know how much we appreciate the change in U.S. policy on Iran, the bold decision to act against chemical weapons in Syria, and the reassertion of leadership in the Middle East." But that reassertion of leadership has to be moral as well as strategic, and this is where the Trump team as a whole, if you look at their policies collectively, there is absolutely no doubt in my mind that not only strategically but morally, they are so superior to Obama, Clinton, and Kerry. You have Nikki Haley's passionate statements in the UN on human rights. Even Tillerson, his comments are never covered, but he speaks out for the people of Syria. You have various people in the administration speaking out for Christians. But then when Trump himself will make these apologetic or even flattering comments about dictators, that really hurts the cause, because Netanyahu nailed it when he said the reassertion of U.S. leadership. And that leadership has to include pointing out what's really going on around the world, and has to include focusing on the persecution of Christians and others. And I think if we saw more of that, it would help to diffuse some of the constant demonization of Trump. These people are going to demonize him anyway, but I do think that stepping up and showing moral clarity.
I think that's exactly it right there. Two words: moral clarity. And it would go a long way, no doubt about it. And I believe that Donald Trump is getting there. It is a process. He's not Ronald Reagan, but certainly it's a breath of fresh air from what we previously had. Dr. Ann Pierce on Bill Martinez Live, author of A Perilous Path. Thank you, Ann. Appreciate the time.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salad oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Lifetime Grays.